Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we present you the first in a series of deep dives we'll be doing with Intel around the vPro platform, its collection of performance, security, stability, and manageability features for best-performing business PCs. We're joined by Eric Chong, Enterprise Client Technical Sales Specialist for Intel Canada. Since this is the first in the series, we're going to present it over the next half year or so. We're doing vPro 101 this time around. We cover off what it means, what it entails in terms of components, what all is involved, what it brings to the party around four key elements of the computing and IT experience. We discuss why vPro is about much more than just the CPU, how it's evolved over its history, how the platform can extend the valid life of Microsoft Windows, what vPro means for customers and their PCs, and of course, since it's a platform that's in large part about remote manageability, we get some thoughts on what it means to MSPs and other partners. We even get a little bit of a preview of what we can expect to see on the vPro front in the near future. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Eric Chong. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
I want to take some time and in the first of this series kind of set the ground, and maybe that's the best place to start is sort of with the elevator pitch. As I was, you know, leading into this interview, I was kind of thinking about my own history of covering vPro. And I thought sort of back to the launch, and obviously things have evolved since that day, nearly 15 years ago when vPro first came out. But perhaps you can maybe start us off with sort of the elevator pitch, the quick message of what vPro is today. And sort of the history that led us to here.
Yeah, absolutely. So vPro, I guess there's a bit of misconception in terms of what it is. So I'll kind of start off with the base ingredients in terms of what's required for it and what it actually is. So Intel brands vPro as best for business. And it's really three and a half components. You need a vPro-based CPU. Mm-hmm. You need vPro-based chipset and graphics. You need vPro-enabled network connectivity, whether that's Ethernet or Wi-Fi. And together, it's all tied in with firmware. When you have those, I call it three and a half ingredients, you get a vPro badge on the PC. We call it vPro platform PC. So throughout our conversations, when I say vPro, I mean it as a platform, because there's a conception that vPro is just a CPU. That's not the case. It's the entire platform. And the history of it really was, if you go back in the old days, you probably remember Centrino. And absolutely. Centrino, this was kind of a superset of that. And then the Centrino branding kind of went away. So vPro, as you mentioned, has been in the market for since 2007. And we were actually celebrating our 15th birthday of vPro.
And you mentioned sort of the components there, but what's sort of the overall mission, I guess, of vPro today in terms of what it brings to the stack?
Yeah, we have it. Really, there's four main pillars that businesses really care about in terms of their endpoint computing. And one is performance. That's one of the key pillars of vPro. Another one is security. The other one is stability. And the last one is manageability. Manageability is what kind of most people think of vPro as, of the out-of-band management, but the other three pillars, the performance, security, and stability, are quite key as well in terms of the actual branding.
Okay, can you kind of walk us through how those four pillars work, and more specifically, how vPro sort of enables what businesses are looking for in those four pillar areas?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of performance, with vPro platform PCs, you're always going to get a certain level, and usually it's mid to higher tier level of performance. So for example, the CPUs that are vPro branded do have slightly higher clock frequencies than their transactional counterparts. Similarly, on a vPro branded PC, you're going to get the best of breed Wi-Fi adapters and chipsets as well. So all the components are going to be kind of top tier. Well, they will be top tier, I should say that. In terms of actually security, what happens is we actually have something called Harder Shield that is kind of overarching in terms of our core platform security. With vPro, you do get additional functionality above and beyond the Harder Shield that is specific to actually vPro itself. The stability one, in my opinion, is why most large enterprises buy vPro today. And I think a lot of SMB customers are getting on board with this as well. And the stability aspect of it, what happens is that the components that make up the vPro platform, the actual CPUs, the actual Wi-Fi adapters, Ethernet adapters, chipsets, those actually get manufactured in scale. So for example, if you had an international company, you'd be able to get the same components in large quantities, whether it's here in Canada, in the US, in Germany, Japan, et cetera. And not only that, you can get them for a minimum of 5 quarters. So a lot of the enterprises like that longevity of it, because you buy at the beginning of the cycle, you know you have like at least 5 quarters of life of that PC. And standardization is quite key nowadays because people don't want to change their actual environment too often. So the stability aspect of it is quite key. The other piece with stability that many people don't know is that we provide, or Intel provides, the longest level or long support of Windows 10. So for example, when a product gets announced, they have a certain version of Windows 10 that it must support, which the OEMs have to load on their PCs. On vPro platform PCs, we support that current version, N-2, N+2, with what we call production validated drivers, which means you have the widest support of, you know, certified drivers for that particular PC. And that's only found on vPro platform PCs. And the last piece is manageability. And this is probably the big one, where with active management technology, that's the term that we use as part of vPro, gives you the ability to manage machines out of band. When I say out of band, what that means is that it doesn't matter what state that machine's in, whether it's powered off, powered on, blue screened, hung, we can get to that particular PC, power it off. We can even hardware KVM into that machine, meaning we can even boot into the BIOS on that machine. And we have other functions as well, such as the ability to actually load a remote ISO on that machine to re-image that machine if need be. And that can be done both inside and outside the firewall. So now, especially with the work from home scenarios we have today, that is a really key element a lot of IT departments are looking at.
Yeah, I remember back to the launch or the early days of vPro / AMT back in the day, you know, talking to MSPs and other solution providers. That was kind of one of the big areas of excitement, because obviously for a lot of these folks, having to do a truck roll to solve a problem is not nearly as attractive as being able to manage some of that or a lot more of that remotely. So you've kind of touched on this throughout the course of the conversation thus far, but can we maybe drill down a little bit on sort of what the vPro platform all told means for customers a bit, and especially what it means for your partners, for the solution providers, for the MSPs and VARs who are, you know, selling Intel-based technologies and perhaps even more importantly, given the nature of the beast, supporting those machines out there with their customers.
Yes. So in terms of what the customers want, I guess we'll look at it from two different lenses. In terms of what the customers want, is they basically want the highest amount of uptime for the least amount of cost. And what Intel's done is we've done a lot of studies, actually. I can't remember the exact sample size, but I believe it's in the millions of PCs with various organizations. We actually have what they call a TCO calculator in terms of what's the payback if I do, you know, purchase a vPro-based PC, because we do calculate that based on uptime. In fact, the third party, I believe Forrester, actually put that study together for us. So it wasn't Intel doing it. It was a highly recognized, you know, third-party consultant that does that. So that's what customers are looking for. In terms of actual MSPs, they want to find a very effective way of managing their PCs. And that manageability piece is quite key, not only just to be able to touch that machine out of band, but a lot of use case scenarios that we find with a lot of IT departments, whether they're in-house or MSPs, is they want to be able to patch that machine successfully. A lot of them have metrics in terms of how much patch saturation they can get within a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. And the challenge historically has been, I can't patch machine that's powered off. So with actual the active management technology portion of vPro, we have the tools and the MSP tool sets, whether it's Kaseya, ConnectWise, a bunch of them, they support this natively. They can actually power on that machine remotely, and I call it reliably, not wake on land, it's actually point to point. It knows that machine is off, it'll power it on. Once that machine's on, you can then patch that machine to get higher patch saturation so your machines are more secure, which kind of ties back into our security story as well.
Mm-hmm. So you touched a little bit earlier on sort of what the requirements are in terms of it has to have the vPro ready or vPro enabled CPU and networking and other components. Can you maybe reiterate that? And are there a lot of machines out there that sort of meet this today and going forward?
Yeah. So in terms of the actual machines that are out in the marketplace, the actual large enterprises, almost all of them, a very high percentage of them do purchase vPro platform machines, which is great. On the SMB world, you know, it's probably, it's a lot less in terms of, you know, the amount that they actually purchase, but that is changing. A lot of the SMB marketplace is buying more vPro now because they are understanding the actual, you know, benefits from purchasing, especially the manageability piece and security piece of it as well. Because in terms of security, there's actually a lot of different things in there that don't require a lot of lifting. The actual technology is inherent. With the manageability portion of it, there is a bit of lifting in terms of installing the software as a server, et cetera. And the security piece of it, pretty much it's either built in the box, turn it on, it's there. For example, we have something called runtime bias resilience. It's always going to be there. What that does is it protects the actual firmware in the BIOS when it boots up so it can't be hacked as easily. There are other things that we have as well, such as, you know, the threat detection technology, which is done at a silicon level, but you do need the ISV to support that, whether it's Microsoft Windows Defender, BlackBerry Optics, et cetera. But the good news, again, is just having the agent already enables that. So there's not a heavy lift in terms of the security aspect of it. But again, going back to your original question, yes, many large enterprises have it, many enterprises have it. And the SMB marketplace, I would say a fair amount do have it in the medium business and the small business. We're seeing a bit a higher adoption nowadays with purchasing vPro-based devices.
All right. And I think maybe when next we chat, maybe get a little bit into the MSP side of things in terms of basically how you see partners can promote vPro in the SMB space and you know, start getting that technology more out there and enable some more of the stuff in the SMB stack. But for now, we've talked a little bit about the history, a little bit about the kind of present state of vPro. What can you tell me about sort of where the technology, where the stack goes from here?
Yeah, we're always making improvement and enhancements in terms of the feature functionality of vPro. So it's not just the actual hardware itself, but it's actually the software ecosystem around it. So we're working with a lot more partners like with Microsoft, Chrome, to actually take advantage of the actual inherent technology. So I'll just give you some few examples historically in terms of what we've done, and I can kind of give you a glimpse in terms of what we're doing in the future. But we've always had enhancements. So for example, when vPro first came out as a platform, the actual active management technology wasn't necessarily supported through Wi-Fi. That has changed now. The hardware KVM wasn't available when it first came out. That has changed now. We've added some other functionality as well in terms of remote secure erase fairly recently, where we actually made it available to all different drive manufacturers. So in the past, we had this option called remote secure erase, where you can remotely wipe the drive of a machine, but only if it's an Intel drive. But most recently, on our last platform, we made that available to any drive, whether it's Intel or another SSD manufacturer. So kind of going in the future, we're going to continue down that path of adding more features and functionality. And you know, you've probably seen the announcement for the 12th generation Alder Lake that Intel did announce through Architecture Day. And there's be more coming out with that launch as well, which I can't speak upon now, but I can speak more as we get closer to that launch.
All right. Sounds good. We'll look forward to having that conversation and perhaps visiting more in depth in the near future about how MSPs and VARs can make vPro part of their business and benefit from that. Eric, appreciate your taking the time once again. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
There you have it, the rundown on vPro from Intel's Eric Chong. I'd like to thank Eric for taking the time to chat with us today, thank Intel Canada for their support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. We'll be back soon with another round of information and education around vPro for you. In the meantime, expect to see a variety of other topics here on the podcast as soon as later this week. Please make sure you're subscribed or following the show, and if you've got a chance to leave us a shiny 5-star review, we wouldn't be against it. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.